On Southeast AgNet, Citrus Expo last week drew record crowds of growers looking for answers to HLB and other serious problems. Tim Spann, Expo coordinator and University of Florida researcher, on Thursday reflected on the first day's crowd at Citrus Expo near Fort Myers.
I've been involved in Expo now for 4 years, and this has been the absolute best year I've seen, the biggest crowd we've ever had at Expo. I'm usually encouraging everybody that's standing in the back of the room to come on down front, just like in church. There's plenty of open seats, but yesterday I couldn't do that. The room was just absolutely packed, solid. I think we had 700 chairs set up, and we probably had at least 700 people in the room, if not a few more standing in the back. So fantastic crowd. I think that really says something about the program that we put together this year for the growers.
And, of course, that first day you were talking about was heavy on HLB and psyllid control.
That's right. We started the first day with, you know, long-term outlook of the research projects that are going on that are looking at solving greening in the long run. And then we transitioned to more of the short-term strategies for survival going into the next 5, maybe 10 years.
The second day's program at Expo shifted to discussions about alternative crops for growers who have lost citrus acreage to HLB and other problems, as well as the new fungal disease found in Florida this spring, citrus blackspot. University of Florida economists on the second day also confirmed what growers knew, that production costs have soared in recent years as a result of increased prices for fertilizer and other inputs, and because of additional sprays, scouting, and other practices involved in coping with the HLB and the psyllids that spread it. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.